Unit 7. Emotions and Health.
Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks with the words you hear on the tape. Write one word in each blank. How are you feeling?
Awful. I've got a sore throat and a headache.
Well, I'll take your temperature and see if you've got a fever. It says 102. You do have a fever. Do you have a cough?
No.
An earache?
No.
A stomach ache?
No. Just a sore throat and a headache. And I'm really depressed.
You've probably got the flu, and that's making you depressed. I'll just examine your throat and listen to your chest. Your throat's a little red, but your chest sounds okay. You should stay in bed and drink a lot of water. I'm going to prescribe some pills for you. Take one 4 times a day for 10 days. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, Dr. Harris. Bye.
Not at all. Take it easy, Linda. You don't want to be sick for your wedding. Oh, wait a minute. Don't forget the prescription for your medicine.
Exercise 3.
Directions. Listen to the dialogue again. Work in pairs to role-play a conversation between a doctor and a patient. You can use the dialogue you've just heard as a model.
Listening 2. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the story and decide whether the following statements are true or false. Write T for true and F for false in the space provided.
Mary is a college student. She works hard and she usually gets good grades. She doesn't do very well in biology, however. There are so many things to memorize. She just can't keep everything straight. Monday, she had a biology exam scheduled for the afternoon, and she felt very nervous. In fact, she was so nervous that she started to feel really sick. She had a terrible headache, and she felt hot all over. "What can I do?" she asked her friend. "I just can't take my exam this afternoon." "Why don't you go to the campus doctor?" her friend suggested. "He can give you a note, and you won't have to take the exam today." "That's a great idea," Mary said, and went off to see the doctor. After the doctor had examined her, he asked Mary, "Do you, by any chance, have an exam this afternoon?"
"Yes, I do," she answered. "How did you know?"
"Well, you have a sickness, all right. It seems we're having an epidemic of it this week. It's called examitis. You'd better hurry along now so you won't miss your exam." Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the story again and discuss in groups the following questions. 1. Why did Mary get sick? 2. How did the doctor know that Mary had an exam in the afternoon? 3. What did the doctor mean by examitis? 4. Have you ever had an experience like this? Have you ever pretended to be sick when, in fact, you just did not want to go to school?